This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Pen Franz. An apparently new policy introduced by the Victorian Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages means some same-sex couples aren't able to register their relationships. The new policy restricts registration to couples who are Australian citizens or permanent residents. Lawyer Joseph Chetkuti, acting for a gay couple refused registration, is trying to clarify things with the State Attorney General. The current application form makes no reference to the new policy, stating only that a couple must live or be normally resident in Victoria.
The Rebuilding Democrats have vowed to rejoin the fight for same-sex marriage. The party's been absent from the political scene following disastrous election results in 2008, when it lost its 4 remaining Senate seats. But National President Julie Mellon says its stance on gay and lesbian issues, starting with same-sex marriage, will be stronger than ever before as the party starts its intensive rebuilding process. She's called for those opposed to gay marriage to get over it and stop telling others how to live their lives.
Following the custody battle between lesbian co-parents Aldridge and Keaton, the Federal Magistrates Court has recommended a review of wording in the Family Law Act. Inconsistent language is used across the Act to describe legal parents. The court refused Aldridge's appeal against her former partner having visitation rights, granting limited access to Keaton. The nature and timing of the review is yet to be determined.
A medicine that treats HIV with a single daily pill is now available in Australia. Atripla, which has been available in Europe and the US for some time, is now available on the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme for HIV-infected Australians. The pill combines 3 existing medications and is seen as a breakthrough in the day-to-day management of living with HIV.
Nepal is positioning itself as the next gay tourism destination of Asia. With same-sex marriage set to be formally legalised in May, the country's tourism authority is keen to attract the pink dollar. An elephant-back bridal procession or Everest base camp ceremony are some of the offerings of new tourism company Pink Mountain. Nepal aims to welcome 1 million tourists next year and hopes that will include many gays and lesbians.
An Australian anti-discrimination campaigner is calling for action from the federal government on Uganda's proposed anti-gay laws. Gary Burns also wants the Australian LGBTI community to join the fight against the planned legislation. The proposed bill calls for life imprisonment for homosexual acts and the death penalty for a new crime of aggravated homosexuality. Mr. Burns is urging people to take the fight to their local member of federal parliament, as the Australian government is yet to denounce the Ugandan legislation.
The Proposition 8 same-sex marriage legal battle is well underway in California, and although you can't watch it on YouTube, as previously promised by the judge, you can read transcripts of the proceedings. The American Foundation for Equal Rights is publishing the daily transcripts on its website, or you can check out marriagetrial.com, which is producing reenactments of the trial based on the transcripts and witness accounts.
Chinese authorities have banned the country sending a competitor to the next month's worldwide Mr. Gay pageant. The move follows an earlier decision by police to prevent organisers staging the first ever local version of the event. The worldwide Mr. Gay final takes place in Norway on February 13.
And briefly in other news, Cindy and Megan McCain, wife and daughter of Republican Senator John McCain, have publicly joined the fight for gay marriage in California. Senator McCain responded when questioned by America's ABC News.
My wife and my family and I have our differences, and we respect each other's views, and we have spirited conversations. I obviously am. Always been opposed to gay marriage.
Same-sex handholding day is becoming global. Check out adayinhand.com to see what's happening and to be a part of it. And the second season of Glee is looking good for Kurt, with him set to score a boyfriend.
To QNN Sport, and British actor Sir Ian McKellen says the sports world should be ashamed of itself for its lack of acceptance of homosexuality. McKellen's told the BBC in Britain that many sports stars were unwilling to publicly acknowledge their sexuality for fear of negative reaction from fans. And the International Olympic Committee wants to establish specialist medical centres to handle cases where an athlete's gender is called into question.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.